next on the 5 o'clock report.
We pray for those who have been affected.
I think that that's up to parents to do that.
We do what we can to help the working class.
What we know about Joseph is that he listened to God.
Excuse me, I'm giving an answer.
Dad, you matter.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. President Biden signing a law that could make it easier for Supreme Court justices to sleep at night.
The new law will give around-the-clock security protection to the families of Supreme Court justices. The bill signing came 8 days after a man carrying a gun, knife, and zip ties was arrested near Justice Brett Kavanaugh's house after threatening to kill the justice. Threats against the justices have increased since a draft of an opinion that would sharply curtail abortion rights leaked last month.
That's Greg Clugston reporting. Mr. Biden also urging Americans to stay out of Ukraine.
I want to reiterate, Americans should not be going to Ukraine now. Say it again. Americans should not be going to Ukraine now.
This, as a Marine veteran, has been identified as the third American to go missing in Ukraine. 49-year-old Grady Kerpacy volunteered to join Ukraine's fight against the Russian invasion and arrived in Kyiv on March 21st. Two other vets have also been reported missing in Ukraine. Correspondent Chris Livsay in Kharkiv.
The whereabouts of 27-year-old Andy Nguyen, along with 39-year-old Alex Druki, are still unknown. Their families say Nguyen initially did humanitarian work with church groups while Druki was training Ukrainians to fight. But both eventually wound up on the front line.
Meanwhile, the European Commission is recommending Ukraine be granted European Union candidate status. Ukraine has sought EU candidate status since 2014. Alabama police say a third person has died after a shooting at a church. A vigil was held this morning to remember the victims.
We are deeply saddened. We're horrified. And we pray for those who have been affected.
Gunfire erupted last night during what was billed as a boomer's potluck dinner at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church, just south of Birmingham.
An occasional attendee of the church that I will only identify as a white male aged 71 was at the dinner. At some point, he produced a handgun and began shooting, striking three victims.
The suspect, now in custody, was taken down by someone in the church and held until police arrived. A new poll shows most corporate CEOs believe a recession is looming. Rory O'Neill reports.
The survey by the Conference Board finds more than 60% of CEOs around the world expect a recession to hit sometime in the next 12 to 18 months. Another 15% say their region may already be in a recession. Factors of the economic slowdown, supply chain issues, COVID lockdowns in China, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and rising interest rates around the world.
Father's Day is coming up this Sunday, and despite the way society often bashes Dad...
Dad, you matter. You matter so much in the lives of your kids. You know that intuitively, but sometimes you take a step back and you're not sure you matter.
Dad and author Jay Payleitner says don't be afraid to do things like wake your kids up in the middle of the night to watch a lunar eclipse.
Be the hero behind the scenes. When your middle school daughter needs something from the local drugstore because of some accident, just race to that drugstore, come back, and don't say anything else. Just hand it and then don't make a big fuss about it.
And the Golden State Warriors are 2022 NBA champions after defeating the Boston Celtics in Game 6 in Boston. Warriors Steph Curry has been named NBA Finals Most Valuable Player. He says of this fourth title,
the ability to be on the stage and play with amazing teammates, I guess a great Boston Celtics team that, you know, gave us everything to try to get to the finish line. This one hits different for sure.
Steph Curry scored 34 points to lead the Warriors to their fourth championship in the last 8 seasons. Still to come this Friday, proposing a pause in PA's gas tax, debating in the New York governor's race, and learning about the man who brought down gangster Al Capone.
Good evening. Here is the Family Life weather report. We'll look for a mainly clear start to this evening, and then clouds will be on the increase later tonight. The low temperature into the low 50s over New York State, low and mid 50s Pennsylvania. More sunshine in store for later Saturday after a cloudy start. The high temperature 60 to 65 over New York State, mid 60s Pennsylvania. Sunday, the sunnier of the two weekend days. The high temperature in the upper 60s to near 70 over New York, 70s over central Pennsylvania. A few scattered showers by later Monday. For Family Life, I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols.
Thank you, Josh. Now for more what's happening where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. A state senator has proposed pausing the gas tax in Pennsylvania. Senator Marty Flynn was in the Scranton suburbs to announce his bill that would temporarily suspend the 57-cent gas tax in the Keystone State through the end of 2022.
It's time, Harrisburg, we do what we can to help the working class.
The pressure at the pump is also impacting students.
Driving back and forth from Penn State, within the past year, the price of it has doubled, and students all over are just not able to pay this. They're all feeling the heat from it.
The average for a gallon of gas in PA, right around $5 a gallon. Same in New York. Governor Kathy Hochul in another showdown with Democratic challengers last night in their final primary debate. Jumaane Williams first answering the question, should New York school districts be required to implement curriculum incorporating sexual orientation and gender identity in elementary school, as proposed by some lawmakers?
The short answer, if you're going to ask, is yes, but we have to be clear. We just have to teach children at the level that they can understand and not above that. And so sometimes when this question is asked, we hear the word sex and we think we're going to be saying crazy things to young people, but
Thank
we're not.
Ms. Williams. Mr. Swazi?
I wouldn't teach children under fifth grade about sexual orientation or about genitalia or about sexuality. I think that that's up to parents to do that.
Kathy Hochul responding after saying Congressman Swazi supports the Don't Say Gay legislation.
Just want to be clear, would you support a mandate for the curriculum?
Everything has to be age appropriate and parents involved.
The question was about elementary
school. What is age appropriate?
Elementary school?
That I'm going to get involved with the parents. I'm not going to stand
here
and make it. Excuse me, I'm giving an answer.
I'd like to hear the answer.
I will answer the moderator.
Yes.
Early voting begins tomorrow, while primary day in New York is June 28th. Republican candidates for governor will face off in another debate to be hosted by Spectrum. This morning, GOP candidate Andrew Giuliani making a campaign stop in Buffalo. He says he'll fight to maintain innocence for children, including 6 through 8-year-olds. Giuliani says kids have been hypersexualized at a very early age. Giuliani also addressing job loss due to COVID mandates and gun safety. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani accompanying his son today and disputing the notion that ex-President Trump is responsible for last year's Capitol riot.
Donald Trump had nothing to do with what happened on January 6th after his speech. Nothing. Zero. He didn't know about it in advance. He didn't plan it.
Rudy Giuliani has served as a Trump attorney in the past. Next at 5, we take you to Cowdersport, Pennsylvania. Steve Green is the director for the Elliot Ness Museum. So who is or who was Elliot Ness, and what prompted his name to gain national recognition?
Elliot Ness is actually, in my view, America's most famous lawman. And he actually gained recognition internationally during his time because he's largely credited with taking down Al Capone in Chicago during the Roaring Twenties and America's greatest failed experiment called Prohibition.
Wow. And his story really showed up in the TV show that started in the 50s called The Untouchables.
Right. In fact, that's really what launched Elliot Ness's fame. And the reason that's so important to Cowdersport is because the book, The Untouchables, was written in Cowdersport when Ness lived in Cowdersport the last 8 months of his life. The book was actually written in the hotel across the street from the Elliot Ness Museum in the Hotel Crittenden. And Desilu Studios then bought the rights to the book and produced a TV series called The Untouchables starring Robert Stack. And that ran from 59 to 62.
Starring Robert Stack as Elliot Ness. Co-starring Richard Anderson.
And that's what made Ness famous. Wow. Ironically, it all happened after Ness died. So he never knew of the fame he achieved.
Oh, wow. Now, you've got some special events that are coming up. Tell us about some of those.
Yeah, we hold a festival every year here in Cowdersport, an Elliot Ness Festival. We held our first one in 2018. Our second one in 2019, shortly after which we started the museum. And then we had the COVID cancel 20 and 21. But we're working hard to put together this year's festival, which will be the third weekend this July, the 15th through the 17th. So we celebrate and teach the life and times of Ness, including his times in Chicago, his time in Cleveland, where he virtually turned around the city of Cleveland to the point where it was nicknamed by the time he left the safest city in America, having started as being as dangerous as Chicago was in the 20s. and then his final days here in Cuttersport, where he died, but actually achieved his fame, and the story of the Untouchables was born and told.
Steve, you are the founder of the museum, and like you said, it started not long ago. What's the admission fee to get into the Elliott Ness Museum, and are there any special hours?
We're an admission-free nonprofit museum. No particular hours right now. We operate by appointment and with what virtually turns out to be private tours at the time. But we do open for certain hours during other events.
So folks will want to call ahead and make arrangements in advance.
Absolutely, yes. But we will be open throughout the festival that I mentioned, the 15th to the 17th, with actually a couple of ticketed events scheduled on Saturday the 16th. One is a reception with actual descendants of the Untouchables. And the second event is an author's reception and book signing with two of the most authoritative authors on Elliott Ness.
So a lot going on in July. Steve, where can people learn more about Cuttersport, PA and the Elliott Ness Museum?
The Elliott Ness Museum website. We also have an Elliott Ness Festival website, and you can learn all about Cuttersport and the whole region on Visit Potter Tioga's website.
Excellent. And why in the world did Elliott Ness end up in Cuttersport? What was his reason?
Ness came to Cuttersport in 1956 on what turned out to be a failed business venture, a watermarking business that had a proprietary formula for watermarking documents to prevent forgery. But the company was failing, and after about 8 months, he went home to his house across the street, not feeling well, was drawing a glass of water from his kitchen sink, and dropped dead of a heart attack, and he was only 54. But it was during those 8 months that he was interviewed by a guy named Oscar Fraley in the hotel across the street from the museum. Ness told Fraley about his exploits with Capone in Chicago. So the most consequential point about Cuttersport is that the story of the Untouchables was born and written in Cuttersport.
That's Elliott Ness Museum Director Steve Green giving you a tour of what's available in Cuttersport. You can catch up on each of the Family Life news features at familylife.org/podcast. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Markets were slightly up today. They briefly dipped earlier in the morning, then rebounded and maintained their strength through the afternoon. Overall, for the week, we're still facing major losses, with the S&P 500 declining over 5%. Crude oil taking a dip today as well, falling over 6%, and now stands at $110 a barrel. The Dow today down 38, the NASDAQ rose 152, and the S&P 500 was up 8. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
With Father's Day this weekend, let's look to a biblical example of a great father. Hi, I'm Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute. The father I have in mind is Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus. What we know about Joseph is that he listened to God and obeyed. He acted in faith when told what to do. He took Mary to be his wife. He gave the child conceived in her by the Holy Spirit the name Jesus, just as he was told. And later, as instructed, he took Mary and Jesus to Egypt to escape the wrath of King Herod. Joseph was industrious too, supporting the family by working as a carpenter. And surely he modeled before Jesus a life of prayer. So dads, pray to be like Joseph, obedient to God, industrious, prayerful. And happy Father's Day. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, moneywise.org.
Good evening. Here is the Family Life weather report. Many of us still cleaning up from the severe weather that took place yesterday. Going forward, we have some quiet weather to look forward to, despite a busy breeze at times. We'll look for a mainly clear start to this evening, and then clouds will be on the increase later tonight. The low temperature into the low 50s over New York State, low and mid-50s Pennsylvania. More sunshine in store for later Saturday after a cloudy start. The high temperature 60 to 65 over New York State, mid-60s Pennsylvania. Sunday, the sunnier of the two weekend days. The high temperature in the upper 60s to near 70 over New York, 70s over central Pennsylvania. A few scattered showers by later Monday. For Family Life, I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols.
Thank you, Josh. Finally at 5, with food scarcities common, one company is helping you eat like John the Baptist. Family Life's Brandon Dixon sinks his teeth into this story.
In the book of Matthew, John the Baptist was described as a preacher that ate locusts and wild honey. Now, Israeli-based Hargul Food Tech is producing grasshoppers to feed the world. Sourced from the banks of Israel's Jordan River, the new product line called Biblical Protein is the first commercial locust farm in the world, offering everything from protein shakes to energy bars. The locusts are also available as a powder that can be added to the food you eat for a boost of protein and essential nutrients. They even have a candy they call Gummy Hoppers, or if you prefer to eat just like John the Baptist, the company also offers jars of whole locusts along with wild honey. I'm sure they go together like peanut butter and jelly. Biblical Protein's website says locust products are delicious and have a mild and neutral flavor that are well blended into other biblical ingredients. Bon appetit. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thanks, Brandon. That takes protein powder to another level. Folks, that's the world we live in this 17th of June. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.